بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنكحوا الأيامى منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
As remaining unmarried is a means of the spread of adultery, Allah ordered to help those who are unmarried to marry, saying, Verse number 32. O believers, marry off the unmarried free men and women amongst you, and marry off the believers amongst your male and female servants. If they are poor, Allah will make them wealthy through His vast grace. Allah is vast in sustaining. Without His making anyone wealthy decreases His sustenance, and knowing of the conditions of His servants. After Allah ordered the believers to marry off those who are unmarried, He ordered the unmarried person to remain chaste if he does not possess anything to marry with, saying,
وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم.
Verse number 33. Those who are unable to marry due to their poverty should seek chastity from fornication until Allah makes them wealthy through His vast grace. Those servants who wish to make a contract with their masters to give money so that they can be free, their masters should accept that of them if they know they have the ability to fulfill and are upright in religion. It is necessary upon them to give them from the wealth Allah has granted them by discounting them a portion of what they agreed to pay, and do not force your slave girls to fornicate in pursuit of wealth, as Abdullah ibn Ubay did with his two slave girls when they requested chastity and staying far from fornication to seek what she earns through her private parts. Whoever forces them to do that, Allah is forgiving of their sins after their being forced and merciful to them, because they are being forced, and the sin is upon the one who forces them.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verse number 34. I revealed to you, O people, clear verses in which there is no confusion, and I revealed to you examples of the believers and disbelievers who passed before you. And I revealed to you an admonition through which those who fear their Lord by carrying out His commands and refraining from His prohibitions are admonished.
Allah nur al-samawat wal-arb. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح للمصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Verse number 35. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, and the guide of all those in them. The example of His light in the heart of a believer is like a closed niche, which contains a lantern. The lantern is in a bright glass, as though it is a shining star like a pearl. The lantern is lit by the oil of a blessed tree, which is the olive tree. Nothing conceals the tree from the sun, neither in the morning nor in the evening. The oil is about to glow, due to its purity, even though a fire has not touched it. Imagine how it will be when it touches it. The light of the lantern is on the light of the glass. Likewise is the heart of the believer when the light of guidance shines in it. Allah enables whomever He wishes amongst His servants to follow the Qur'an. And Allah makes things clear through their likenesses by giving examples. And Allah is knowing of everything, nothing being hidden from Him.
في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال.
Verse number 36. This lantern is lit in the mosques, which Allah has ordered be kept clean from impurities and dirt, to be elevated, and to have His name remembered therein through the call to prayer, remembrance, and prayer. There pray in them, seeking the pleasure of Allah, at the beginning and end of the day. Beneficial points. 1. Celibacy is to be limited by helping the unmarried to be relieved of it, so that it does not become a means of indecency spreading. 2. A person unable to marry due to his poverty is ordered to stay far away from indecency. 3. Relief from slavery can be through making a contract to pay for one's freedom, and the slave should be supported with wealth in order to become free, so that he does not form part of the lowly class which uses indecency to make a living. 4. The trade of people's honor by making prostitution a way to earn money is to be combated. 5. The heart of a believer is enlightened with the light of nature and the light of divine guidance. 6. Mosques are the houses of Allah on earth, which have been established for Him to be worshipped in, so it is necessary to keep them far from physical and immaterial dirt.
رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Verse number 37. Men whom buying and selling does not distract from the remembrance of Allah, performing prayer with perfection and giving zakah where required. They fear the day of judgment, that day in which the hearts will fluctuate between hope and salvation from, and fear of the punishment, and the eyes will wander in every direction in anxiety.
ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
Verse number 38. They do that so that Allah may reward them upon the best of their actions and increase their reward through His grace. And Allah provides without account for whomsoever He wishes, according to their deeds. Rather, He grants them in multitudes over the value of their deeds.
والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب.
Verse number 39. There is no reward for the deeds of those who disbelieve in Allah. It is like a mirage that a thirsty person sees on a low-lying piece of land and assumes it to be water. He walks towards it until when he reaches it, does not find any water. Likewise is a disbeliever. He thinks his deeds shall benefit him until he dies and is resurrected, but does not find their reward. Rather, he finds his Lord in front of him who takes him to account fully for his deeds, and Allah is swift in taking account.
أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ.
Verse number 40. Or their deeds are like the many darkness in the depth of the ocean, over which is a wave, over which is another wave, over which is a cloud covering the navigating stars, compounded layers of darkness, one above the other. If the one that finds himself among such darkness were to remove his hand in front of him, he would barely see it. Likewise is a disbeliever. The darkness of ignorance, doubt, confusion, and his heart being sealed up, gather up on him. Whoever Allah does not grant guidance from error to, and knowledge of the book, will never find any other guidance or any other book from which he can seek enlightenment.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Verse number 41. O Messenger, do you not know that all the inhabitants of the heavens and earth, from the creation of Allah, glorify Him? The birds that fly in formation also glorify Him. Of all those creations, Allah knows of the prayer of everyone who prays, i.e., the human, and the glorification of everyone that glorifies Him, i.e., the birds. Allah is all aware of what they do. No action of theirs is hidden from Him.
ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير.
Verse number 42. To Allah alone belongs supreme authority over the heavens and earth, and to Him alone will everyone return for accountability and requital.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ.
Verse number 43. O Messenger, do you not know that Allah drives the clouds, then joins parts of them together, then makes them into layers one above the other? You then see the rain coming out from the cloud, and falling from the sky from parts of cloud like mountains, falling as hail. That hail reaches whoever Allah wills from His servants, and He turns it away from whomsoever He wills. It is extremely possible that the light from bolts of lightning blinds the eyesight. Beneficial points. 1. It is incumbent that a believer strikes a balance between worldly occupations and affairs concerning the hereafter. 2. The deeds of a disbeliever will become void due to lacking the requisite of faith. 3. The disbeliever is one who is glaringly disobedient from all the other creations of Allah, who are generally obedient and glorify Him. 4. All stages of rainfall are part of the creation and decree of Allah.